A window was raised, and a clear voice demanded, "What name?" To which my conductor replied, "Pumblechook." The window was shut again, and a young lady came across the courtyard with keys in her hand. "This," said Mr. Pumblechook, "is Pip."
"This is Pip, is it?" returned the young lady, who was very pretty and seemed very proud. "Come in, Pip."
Mr. Pumblechook was coming in also when she stopped him with the gate.
"Oh," she said, "do you wish to see Miss Havisham?"
"If Miss Havisham wishes to see me,"
returned Mr. Pumblechook, discomfited.
"Ah," said the girl, "but you see, she don't."
We went into the house by a side door, and she said,
"Go in."
I answered, more in shyness than politeness,
"After you, miss." "Don't be ridiculous, boy. I am not going in."
"Who is it?" said the lady at the table.
"Pip, ma'am."
"Pip?"
"Mr. Pumblechook's boy, ma'am."
"Come nearer. Let me look at you."
"Look at me," said Miss Havisham. "You're not afraid of a woman who has never seen the sun before you were born." "Do you know what I touch here?" she said, laying her hands one upon the other on her left side.
"Yes, ma'am."
"What do I touch?"
"Your heart."
"Broken."
She uttered the word with an eager look and strong emphasis, and with a weird smile that had a kind of boast in it.